Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
All right, all right. Welcome to Smooth Drama Special Edition. Basically, what we're doing here tonight is I'm introducing the world to my brand new home slice live on the air. It's my new partner in crime. Well, one of my new partners in crime. I got a couple other partners in crime, but we're going to bring them along later for y'all to catch up to them. Right now, it's my home girl. There's drama in the building eventually. Right now, we're just playing. And just trying to do a little something. So, in the meanwhile, in between time, because we playing around, I'm going to play a song here for you. This is from a special. He came from my ball selection. Clay Creation, Barbara Walter.
together you've got to move. Drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back on this test drive run. This is Mr. F the N-word, and of course my colleague, my new home slice on the air, Ms. Drama. How you doing?
Perfect. Perfect.
Right. That was from that special edition, He Came From My Balls. That was a Clay creation, Barbara Walters. The song that was playing. Anyway, for those of you who don't know, as I said before, we were technologically cut off. This is my new co-host, Miss Drama. You want to introduce yourself to the world?
I think you just did, but I am now Miss Drama.
All right. So, Ms. Drama, I'm gonna ask you a question. I saw something in the news. It was kind of crazy. Jarrett Kreft is the dude. Jarrett Kreft. Yeah, he had oral sex with a horse. I was like, wow.
With the horse.
With a horse, I'm like, ain't no human that's working.
So is he okay? He has to be in some type of way.
He obviously is not okay because he's having oral sex with horses.
I am talking about physically. His mental, we don't even have to question that. He's not there.
Yeah, well, I mean, we do have to question it because, you know, sometimes I wonder, you know, what goes into, you know, you got folks that just like walking around animals and like, that horse is sexy. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because you got to get there first. I mean, because it's a myth, you know, I mean, because you know how we humans, you know, you look at somebody, it's like, they fine. They look nice.
I mean, that's pretty deep. If that's, because you kind of look at a horse like it's sexy. Only another horse can think that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't see, you know, because you hear the stories, because you know every, like, country got laws about bestiality. Obviously, because there were people who were wilding you know what, man, that sheep looking kind of in the right.
This is pretty gross.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, every time I see one of these stories in the news like every 2 weeks. It's like, it's dog, sheep, horse. You know, folks is looking, there's no animal I'm like, you remotely, like, you're attracted.
Never.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, that's a cute-ass monkey. I mean, come on.
That's just, it has to be like an illness, a disease, especially if it's laws against it. So, is he in jail?
Well, yeah, he got arrested.
What happened?
He got arrested. You know, I'm guessing that may not have been his first time. I hope it was.
Who told?
I'm guessing somebody caught him.
Somebody caught the man.
There's people, I mean, you can't really do anything on earth in public and not expect not caught.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's kind of rough. So,
just in think about the horse, like, if you think about it, that's the horse's, he had no control over none of that.
Well, the horse is like, well, I'll take it. I'm not trying to get into the mind of a horse, but you know, they're like, you know, horse. I guess it depends on their move or not, because obviously the horse didn't kick him or whatnot, so the horse is like, yeah, do your thing, dog.
That is just disgusting.
I know. That's why we're going to move on. You know, we just ain't going to go there no more. I am going to talk about, huh?
So every couple of weeks, we'll be having this discussion, basically.
No, not at all. I'm just saying, I see it, and I'm like, you know, because I'm one of them people, I try to get inside the mind to a point of crazy. You know, because I try to, like, what make you think that dog was sexy?
Yeah.
I saw
a girl with her dog. I don't know whose dog it was. And it was so gross. It was like on the internet. She let the dog, like, go MC Hammer on her. And I was talking about he went ham. And then it was so gross because he came at her and everything. It was nasty. So.
See, now you talk about me nasty, and you giving out details.
Uh-huh.
You can't be giving out them kind of details. Anyway. We're going to move on to sextortion. I mean, because I thought this was kind of funny. It's like, I guess there was a kid who killed himself in the U.K., because I guess his two Filipino guys got him on Skype to, you know, strip, do they thing, whatnot. And I guess they tried to extort him, like, hey, you know, if you don't give us money or whatnot, we gonna show everybody the video of you doing whatever the hell they was doing. And I'm like, I don't quite understand that.
You know, I think I heard something about this. Like, he thought they was girls at first, and then, you know, they had videotaped them. They didn't show them until after the fact.
Yeah. Like, yeah, he believed he was talking to a girl.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, I can't see no situation where you can blackmail me because I thought I was showing my to a girl.
You would just let them go in and explain it later?
Oh, I'm like, look, well, I ain't giving you nothing. Go ahead. I ain't famous. I mean,
they was asking, how much was they asking for?
Well, you know, they did the blackmail, and you know they don't go into how much they were asking for, but you know they said that if you don't pay us, we gonna make you suffer. We gonna put it out there. But I'm like, you have so many sex tapes, sex videos out there. I'm like, another one it ain't gonna register.
I mean, I get that part. Like, that's the first thing that came into my mind, which makes me think that he was one of those type of families that probably this is gonna shame everybody. You know, like, even when stuff like that comes out and then the truth does come out, like, the shame is, like, still there.
Right.
So, I don't know. It's just all crazy.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
if this happens to you, you're not just going to pay the money. You're going to go into a whole scandal.
Yeah, I'd be like, I mean, you just tell the truth and go for it. But I'm an old man, so I don't care. I'm not giving you a nickel. I mean, I seen you some Canadian dollars and like, hey, this is what I got. But as far as just, I'm gonna pay some. I mean, because even if you give them the money, they still got the tape.
Yeah, you're right. They could.
They could put it out anyway. I mean, I just look at it like I'm not famous. And if I was, I would send the murder squad to get you. So, Oh, I didn't say that on the air.
No, you didn't. Okay. Nobody heard it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean that's my point. I would just, you know, whatever, because they got it anyway. So,
right?
Yeah. It's just next time, make sure you know the person.
Hey, maybe that's simpler. You know, just take a few more days to get to know the people.
Yeah. And I mean, but you know, that's why they prey on teenagers, though. You know,
yeah.
People like that, I mean, they're the guys that deserve to go to jail and get raped.
Mm.
You want to mess over people? I didn't say that on the air, did I?
I don't think so. That was another glitch. System glitch.
Yeah, y'all deserve to go and get raped in jail. But, you know, I like to talk about research that they do all the time, wasting your taxpayer dollars, Ms. Drama. They
mm-hmm.
came out with painkillers are linked to reduced risk of skin cancer. So they say you take a little aspirin and ibuprofen, and that'll protect you against skin cancer.
What?
Yeah. But my thing is, I remember, I don't know if you remember this basketball player, Alonzo Mourning.
The name is really familiar.
Yeah, well, he had kidney issues because he took a lot of painkillers and anti-inflammatories, and it ruined his kidneys, and he had to have a kidney transplant.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So when I hear that, like, yeah, you won't have skin cancer, but you'll need a new kidney.
Right. It's one for the other.
Yeah.
One for the other.
Yeah, I mean, and I know you see it all the time. You see these commercials, and it's to cure something, but, you know, it's like a depression drug, and they say, oh, take this, and you won't be depressed, but it may cause bleeding, internal bleeding, and maybe you may have, diarrhea and excessive irregular heartbeats or something like that. I'm like,
dehydration, runny nose, sweaty back, your hair gonna fall out, everything. It'd be worse than the actual whatever you went to the doctor for.
Yeah, and I'm like thinking like that would make me more depressed.
Yeah. You're right.
I mean, we talking about, yeah, I'm gonna take something for depression, but I may be prone to dehydration and diarrhea just constantly. I don't know if that's going to make my life better. Like, I got dry mouth and, you know, I got to go all the time.
It's definitely not. Diarrhea is deadly, actually.
Right. Dehydration.
Yeah, that's definitely, yeah, dehydration. You're gone. You're out of here. So, real quick.
Oh, well. All right. Well, on that note, we gonna take a little break here, and we going to go to Killer Mike. This is Big Beast.
Hardcore C-shit. Homie, all play around. Ain't shit. Sweet by the beach. This Atlanta clown. Cold mother killers and the strippers. Clubs. though. Catch you coming out that Magic City with a snub, ho. Lurking in the club on tourist motherfuckers. Welcome to Atlanta, up the jury, motherfucker. These monkey niggas looking for some Luda and Jermaine. And all that nigga found was the Ruger and the Bane.
Your host, Mr. F the N-Word. I'm joined by my new co-host, Miss Drama. That was Killer Mike, Big Beast. And thinking about Big Beast, I hear that Barbie has a new Barbie out called Average Barbie. And they're trying to come out with the average American Barbie, whatnot, that's supposed to be a little... Got a little ham hock going on in the back.
What?
Well, you know, it's gonna, she's gonna have a little extra. You know how Barbie
in
was
in the right place, or just...
Well, you know, it's not gonna look like you, obviously. It's gonna be, you know, Barbie with some extra love handles.
That's pretty whack. Why are they destroying the dream?
Well, I mean, but is Barbie a dream? I mean, were you a big fan of Barbie? Because Barbie always represents.
You're playing, right? You're joking,
what?
Right?
No. You tell me.
Yes. I still want to be Barbie.
You want to be Barbie?
I still would like to be Barbie.
You want to be that girl that need to eat a sandwich?
That sounds good right now.
Right. So that's why you can't be Barbie. See, because Barbie don't eat after 5:30.
Wow.
Hey, and then you got to throw up. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, you got at least 60, 70 pounds you got to lose to be Barbie.
Dang, you got me all calculated.
I'm saying, think about it. It ain't even calculated. You see these
that
models.
Is. That's probably exactly how much I need to lose.
Anyway, you see these models. Don't they look like they ready to die? I mean, they put all the makeup on and whatnot, and they use all their energy to walk up and down.
Up and down that stage.
Yeah, and then after that, they go and collapse in the back. They got no energy because they ate nothing.
And it's over until next spring season.
I'm saying. I get it. I mean, because I get they're trying to aspire to the other part of America. You know, the real people.
Right, right.
That haven't had liposuction and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
But
they also, it's causing people to go into debt for that too, because liposuction is not that hard to get. You can finance that real quick.
Yeah, but you finance it and it's like you got a car payment.
That's what I'm saying, people going into debt over this. It's that serious right now.
Yeah, but see, I'm like, I don't get it. I mean, I'm one of them, go with what God gave you and let that be it. You know?
I don't feel this. I feel like change it. You deeply want to change it, you know?
Okay.
I need a consultation right now.
I mean, it's like, so, I mean, you know the new wave is going to be guys going out there getting penis enhancements. I mean, how are women going to feel about that?
Real nice. Real nice. People are going to like it. You know what I mean? Who's not going to like that? Raise your hand. Exactly. You will like that. Come on, think about the what were we saying earlier? The little man syndrome, all of that. It might cure the world. That could make the world a better place, but
the world a better place.
Yes, exactly.
All right, so y'all heard it here first. Miss Drama is spearheading the Heal the World Foundation penis enhancements for everybody.
Penile implant, however you got to get it.
All right. Well, for those who ain't going to be listening to this and who are, a shout out to you. I'm Mr. FTF Word. This is my homegirl, Miss Drama. Be smooth, Drama. And we out. Peace.
Later.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama. Smooth. Drama.
Huh?
Was that you singing?
Of course not. No, that was my homie Harold.
That was who?
Harold Whaley from the great state of Oklahoma.
Hey.
Yeah. I'm going to hit you on Skype. I don't know what the hell happened and why it wouldn't allow me to do that, but let me get off of this blog talk and I'm going to hit you on Skype and we're going to work on it. All right.
Okay. All right.